This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg sharply criticized China on Tuesday for bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, and stressed the need for Japan and other democracies to work together with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO says that China is watching what happens in Ukraine closely.
China is substantially building up its military forces, including nuclear weapons, bullying its neighbors, and threatening Taiwan, trying to control critical infrastructure and spreading disinformation about NATO and the war in Ukraine.
In South Korea, during a separate act of diplomacy, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reaffirmed the U.S. position on a nuclear-free region.
The United States and the ROK are committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and we've long been that way.
And in the Mideast, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says during his time there, he has heard concern from both Israelis and Palestinians about a recent violence there, but he also heard ideas on how to improve the cooperation and security there. Blinken said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines hopes of a two-state solution, including settlement construction built in unoccupied land sought by the Palestinians.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
He said he also heard ideas on how to improve cooperation there. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The independent UN special investigator in Myanmar warned Tuesday that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year, and urged all countries to reject the illegal and vote. Tom Andrews also called for nations that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization for opponents of military rule as a legitimate representative of Myanmar's people. He said in a report to the Human Rights Council released on the eve of the second anniversary of the ouster of Aung San Suu Kyi as the elected government that, according to the constitution drafted by the military in 2008, its coup on February 1, 2021, was illegal, and its claims as Myanmar's government is illegitimate. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet over the country's debt. AP's Ed Donahue.
When he was vice president, the president and McCarthy used to talk things over at breakfast at the vice president's home. This meeting at the White House is different. A potential debt crisis is looming. The president's message to the speaker:
show me his budget.
McCarthy tells the AP the president has always been a person who would like to try and find solutions, work together. But going into this meeting,
the whole government is designed to have compromise. But here's the leader of the free world pounding on a table, being irresponsible, saying, no, just raise the limit, make us spend more.
The president calls McCarthy a decent man who is being pulled by demands from restive Republicans. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ahead of Wednesday's funeral for Tyree Nichols, who died after being beaten by Memphis police officers, activists are pushing for changes in federal and state law. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Some Memphis media outlets are reporting that four of the five officers charged in the case had previous infractions on their records. That's according to personnel files obtained through records request. According to the files, two of the five officers received reprimands for failing to file response to resistance forms after incidents involving women they arrested. Speaking at the historic Mason Temple Church, a civil rights hub in Memphis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says activists will keep pushing to end qualified immunity that protects officers from civil suits.
You have some real activists here in Memphis, and we ain't gonna stop until we make this happen.
Sharpton says Wednesday's funeral for Tyree Nichols will be dignified and about justice. I'm Norman Hall.
Former United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is moving closer to making a presidential campaign official. On Wednesday, supporters of the former South Carolina governor will get an email invitation to a February 15th launch event in Charleston, in which she plans to announce her campaign. According to a person familiar with the plans but not authorized to speak publicly about them. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.